The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Whether you're listening in Ohio or in Florida, or hey, on streaming audio, you might be listening in Outer Mongolia. You'd be amazed at how many countries tune in to streaming audio. Dozens of them. My producer every once in a while pulls up the statistics for our streaming audio. And I think the last time he pulled them up, we had more listeners in Brazil than any other foreign country. Now, we didn't have more listeners in Brazil than America, but I think, if I remember correctly, we had more listeners in Brazil. But we had listeners in countries all over the world who pick up the streaming audio. So anyway, hey, just real quick again. And I'm getting emails from you folks, and you want the information for the Jumbotron owners. And I just got an email just seconds ago from Max. Max, if you're still listening, during the next break, I will email all of those numbers to you. And if anyone else needs them, my email is bob@bobtalk.com, bob@bobtalk.com. And we will be broadcasting the Alive in New York, Faith Talk, WTBN in Tampa. We'll also be broadcasting Alive from New York. In Tampa, it will be 5 to 6:30 on Saturday night. I believe, and I'll check during this break, I believe here in Ohio we're carrying it live, I think. But I'll check on the times, and I'll let you know after the next break. But Jim Daly, the president of the Focus on the Family, was here in Columbus not long ago, and I had the opportunity to chat with him just for a couple of minutes about why they're doing this Alive in New York, why he was here in Columbus, but also why they're doing this. I just want you to hear the heart of Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family. I'm here at the CCB banquet, and standing next to me is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Jim, welcome to Columbus. Welcome to Buckeye Country again.
Hey, Bob, it's good to be with you, and what a great event tonight. And, man, I love Ohio.
Well, I want to talk real quick about Alive in New York, this huge ultrasound in Times Square. What brought about this idea?
Well, we were looking at what the governor did in New York and what the Virginia governor said about infanticide, and we thought we should do an event and let the world see what many doctors see every day, and that is a third trimester 4D ultrasound and the picture of a baby in the womb. And I think that'll be the most powerful image America will have ever seen. What does the life look like that we're taking and talking about taking in these different states that are passing infanticide?
Well, we here in Salem Media of Columbus are so excited to be your media partner in that. And speaking of that, Ultrasound Across America, you're bringing a mobile ultrasound machine to select cities, just a few. You chose Columbus. Why is Columbus one of the cities that you're stopping in for the Ultrasound Across America?
Well, that bus and that mobile unit will start in Dallas and come up to New York. We're coming through Columbus, I think in part because Ohio has demonstrated such a heart for the child. You have the heartbeat law that we're hoping will pass protecting the life of the preborn child. Ohioans have done a great job standing up for life.
Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family. Thank you so much, Jim. And again, I hope you know you're always welcome in Columbus, Ohio.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much for the partnership.
All right, that was Jim Daly. Several days ago, he was here in Columbus for a banquet that I was at as well and had the opportunity. The folks at Focus are just incredibly excited about this. This is an important event. But once again, the major Jumbotron owners in Times Square are refusing. They're discriminating against Focus on the Family, and they refuse to show an ultrasound. Now, what in the world could be offensive about an ultrasound?
Well, because they're a bunch of pro-life people. They're a bunch of religious fanatics. And
yeah, really? Showing an ultrasound. Yeah. So anyway, I've gotten some emails from you folks. And if you did not get the telephone numbers, send me an email, and in the next break, I will try to respond to those emails and get those the numbers to you. So again, if you didn't pick them up, get them at send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, bob@bobtalk.com. Now, this is totally in a different direction, but I got to share this with you, because one thing that I say on my program constantly: be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Bottom line, you're going to get caught. I say this constantly. If you are a man and you are involved in an affair, you're going to get caught. I promise you, you are going to get caught. If you're a man or a woman and you're hooked on pornography, you're going to get caught. Cheating on your husband, cheating on your wife, cheating on your family, you're going to get caught. Cheating on your boss, your employer, you're going to get caught. Be not deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be dumb. The Bob Burney translation, don't be stupid. Whatever a man sows or a woman sows, that shall he also reap. Now, what caused that little tirade? Well, a man in Des Moines, Iowa, his name is Robert Leo Watson. Des Moines, Iowa, Robert Leo Watson. Sadly, he has gotten himself involved in child porn, which is first and foremost evil and sick, but fortunately, it's also illegal. Now, if the far left has their way, it will not be illegal. The ultra-far left says, well, that's just a part of sexual expression, you know? I mean, you know, we have been told over and over again, it doesn't matter who you love, as long as you love. A man can love a man, a woman can love a woman. It's none of your business who someone loves. I have this principle I talk about all the time. If you choose to travel down a road, and I'm talking morally, philosophically, ideologically, if you choose to travel down a road, don't look where that road is going to take you in a mile, 10 miles, or even 50 miles. Look where that road will take you in 1,000 miles. Once we begin redefining sexuality, marriage, and so forth, once we abandon what God says about sexuality, marriage, family, and once you throw all of that to the wind and just say, it doesn't matter who you love. Well, if you travel that road far enough, you have to say, well, if it's okay if a man loves little children and he's sexually attracted to little children. That's where... Bob, you're being a radical. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Sooner or later, if you throw the foundation of morality, sexuality, to the wind and say it is not up to God to define those things, it's purely up to man and his desires, man and woman, whatever their desires are, that's where you're going to go. You're going to go to pedophilia. You're going to go to child porn. And you're going to excuse it. All right, I got to take a break. But when we come back, I'll tell you what prompted that. Because of Robert Leo Watson in Des Moines. All right, hang on. Don't go away. I'll give you the story when we come back. But whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You're going to get caught. Hang on. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Again, welcome. Thank you so very much for joining me this afternoon. All right. Robert Leo Watson, 54 years old, Des Moines, Iowa. Sadly, he has been involved in child porn, evidently for quite some time. And he obviously assumed he'd never get caught. Now, number one, it's evil. Number two, it's illegal. Number three, it is horribly, horribly humiliating and embarrassing if you get caught with child porn. That is so sick. Fortunately, in our culture, it is still considered sick. Kiddie porn. It is not accepted yet in our culture. So anyway, he obviously assumed he would never get caught. Right? Listen, when any of us get involved in sin and we're cheating a little here, cheating a little there, you know, we're doing whether wife or husband, you know, we're not going to get caught. Well, Robert Leo Watson likes gravy. Yeah, he likes gravy, and he was eating not long ago, and he spilled gravy all over his computer, and it went kaput. Gravy and computers do not go well. Okay, so his computer goes belly up, and he goes to Best Buy in Des Moines, Iowa, to buy a brand new computer. And while he's there, he says, can you transfer the files? I know it's not working, but can you access the hard drive and transfer the files from my old computer to my new computer? And the geek squad at Best Buy said, sure, no problem. Now, Robert Leo Watson assumed they wouldn't see any of those files. They would just, you know, transfer them. Well, the geek squad did see the files, and they found some pretty graphic child pornography. And obviously, they called police. Quote, the Des Moines police collected both computers as evidence. Watson was arrested and booked Wednesday morning. As a first offense, the child porn possession charges are an aggravated misdemeanor. Now, I find that shocking. This is Des Moines, Iowa, but I find that, you know, I don't care if it is a first offense. It's kiddie porn. An aggravated misdemeanor? Police said Watson was able to describe several images detectives found. He admitted to saving the images with file names, and I'm not going to even get into that. But he was caught by gravy. He spilled gravy on his computer. And may I just remind all of us you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. And while I'm talking about that, and I had no plan of going into this, but here's part of this principle of sowing and reaping. We need to understand. A lot of people look at what they're reaping, and they don't like it. They hate it. They look at their life and what's going on around them, and they're disgusted, and this life is the pits. And they're not willing to admit, I'm reaping what I've sown. I'm reaping what I've sown. And then finally, they may come to the realization that they are, you know, hey, maybe things need. And so they decide, all right, I'm gonna stop doing that stuff. And listen, they expect the crop to stop popping up immediately. Now, here's the biblical principle. If you sow, you're going to reap. And sometimes it takes a while for that crop to come in. Folks, we serve a loving, kind, gracious, forgiving God. And I want you to know something from the authority of Scripture. There is nothing you have done that cannot be forgiven. There is no sin, no failure so deep that the blood of Jesus shed on the cross cannot cover that sin and forgive you. Nothing. But there are consequences to sin. There are consequences. And if you don't like what you are reaping, stop sowing that and start sowing the good seed. But just like sometimes, even though we stop sowing, the old crop's still coming in. Remember that when you start planting the good seed, sometimes it takes a while for that to come up as well. Just because you come to a, you know what people, many people call a come to Jesus moment, and if you haven't, I hope you do. I hope you do have a come to Jesus moment. And if you've never received Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you can do that today. And it's not religion, it's not church membership, it's not being good, it's not baptism. It is coming to a place where you say, I am a sinner, and I know I can't save myself, and I want Jesus Christ to be my Savior, and I receive His free gift of salvation. That's wonderful. And that's a brand new beginning. But that doesn't mean that all the consequences of the past are gone. God will forgive you. You can be whiter than snow according to Scripture. You can be absolutely clean and pure in God's sight. But you may still have to face some consequences. But God will give you what you need. He will. Be not deceived. Don't be dumb. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. If you don't like what you're reaping, stop sowing that stuff. Start sowing the good stuff. But then be patient and wait for the old crop to go away and the new crop to come in. It's a biblical principle.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.